With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Growing up in the Panhandle, Florida, snow really isn't common, but probably the most popular type of snow that I remember seeing as a young kid was southern snow, aka cotton, which is one of the more popular crops in the Southeast, like Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. In good news pertaining to cotton crops, the USDA has raised its forecasted price for the crop. Here is WAOB Chair Mark Janowski with comments on the change of price in cotton.
That's a pretty big change in price. And now, you know, suddenly those prices are looking an awfully lot better than they did at the beginning of the pandemic, when at that point prices had really plummeted due to economic uncertainty, but they've rebounded. They've been very strong over the past several months, really since midsummer, under strong export demand. And this increase this month of 3 cents a pound, I would say that's a pretty significant increase, reflecting a lot of those very much stronger prices that we're seeing in the cash and futures markets recently.
As the USDA Weekly Cotton Market Review reports, quote, "The base quality for cotton markets averaged $76.52 per pound for the week ending in Thursday, January 14th, 2021. This is the highest weekly average since the week ending in September 13th, 2018, when it was $78.98. For more information on cotton market changes, check out USDA.gov. With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.